Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm really just at a loss for words as the 2022 midterms are upon us in a matter of 4 months or so. The fact that all signs are pointing to the fact that Republicans are going to wind up in control of the House and possibly in control of the Senate. And to watch what is taking place is sorrowful. What people really, the jubilation that many felt, those who are Democrats or progressives, certainly thought that we would see major change come to a society that needed it, certainly that begged for it, and haven't gotten much at all of what many of us wanted to see. You know, it's easy to point the finger and say one man, Joe Biden, but it's not one man, Joe Biden. It is a confluence of things that are happening right now that even if there was a Republican as the president of the United States, he could have done nothing differently to change what is taking place and what is happening right now. And yeah, you can say, well, the first thing Joe Biden did when he came in was stop the oil pipeline and stop the drilling. And that's why all these other things happened. And I would say to you that certainly he did those things, but that's what people wanted him to do because of the issues with the climate. And so that in and of itself is not the reason that we are dealing with all the different things that are happening right now. And, I was filling my tank up on Sunday. And I've been saying all along that, I'm fortunate that I can and have been able to withstand these gas increases. But for the first time, I really kind of looked and, it was $67 to fill my tank. And I said, wow, $67? I felt that. And I'm fortunate enough that whatever the price is, as long as it doesn't get a whole lot higher, I'm still able to fill my tank up. But it is impacting me, as it is impacting many others even more so than myself. And anybody who it doesn't impact and they don't see that, then they're fortunate and blessed that they don't have to see it from that perspective. But for everybody else, it hurts. When you look at what's happened to the cost of items, it is a problem. There's no question whatsoever that it's something you can't overlook. The question becomes, is it because of Joe Biden and Democrats? That's the question. And the answer to that is absolutely not. It's not because of Joe Biden and Democrats. It is a confluence of things that are happening all at the same time in history that have put us in this situation. And things will get worse before they get better. Because we are headed towards recession. And recession is going to exacerbate the problems that we are faced with. But if you're a Democrat and you know that this is going to be turned back over to Republicans as if somehow the Republicans are going to do the right thing, hell no. They're not going to do the right thing. And if you are so gullible as to believe that you think turning things back over to Republicans is somehow going to improve the situation, you're in error. You know how I know? It was just a short period of time ago that the Republicans were in charge of things. Wasn't that long ago. And we saw what it was. And I don't want to hear, well, you know, it was the best times because of when Donald Trump was there. Earl, are you not aware of the fact that black people had the highest standard of living, you know, in this country when Donald Trump was there? Oh, we did we? You know, I mean, it's easy to make the statements that people make and not be able to back it up. Republicans aren't going to come in and fix anything. If you are so gullible and foolish to think that if we turn this over to Mitch McConnell and to Kevin McCarthy, that they are somehow going to make things better for the average Joe, they are not. The tax cut that the wealthy got under Donald Trump and those same Republicans in leadership did not improve the stature or the lives of the average person. It did not. There's no data to back any of that up. But, you know, somehow it's easy to believe and to think and to listen to people who do the thinking for you if you don't do it for yourself. You know, make no mistake about it. There are more than enough people who are, you know, in charge of microphones that they will do this for you if you don't do it for yourself. And so it is horrifying to me of what the future is going to be. Well, people may say, well, that's what you say, Earl. Don't you understand? Yeah, I do understand. Told you, I've been around the block a couple times. I understand the reality of all of that. So nobody can sell me fool's gold, which is clearly what Republicans are attempting to do right now, sell some fool's gold to people who are foolish enough to accept it. Listen, you know, if this thing, the pain is coming, okay? There's no way now to get around it. The pain is coming. And if we think we're in pain now, you know, maybe that's why people used to always say to me when I was a younger person, if you just live a little longer, you'll be able to see and understand. Well, now I've lived a little longer, and now I can see and understand that what we are headed towards. And yes, you know, Joe Biden is the person who's sitting in the chair. And just the way things work and have worked, the person who's going to be blamed for all of it is him and Democrats. And that's why it was so important that Build Back Better plan would have gone through, because then people would have had a buffer before the outcome that we're going to wind up with when Republicans get back in control of things. You know how I know? The Republicans have been in control of state government in our state for any number of years, almost over a decade, when we're talking about the Senate, legislature. You know, it's only been little over, 2 years that Governor Evers has been in a position of the governor to be able to push back on that. If I want to know what the Republicans are going to do if they get back in charge, all you got to do is look at what they're doing in your states. You see what they're doing. And they're going to do that same thing on a national scale, because what they do is orchestrated, organized. If there's nothing else you can say about Republicans, the fact of the matter is that they're all on basically the same page, the same accord. And that's to make sure that business is taken care of. That's to make sure that the wealthy is taken care of. And business is good. As far as you and I, Hey, why do you matter? You know, and that's why when you look at so many of you who continue to push that conservative foolishness, it hasn't improved you. It hasn't improved your family. You can say that, but you can't put your finger on that. It's because of Republican policies. You know, we're in a horrible, horrible time. And right after people started receiving those additional resources through the COVID relief plan, and so people who had not had much finally got an opportunity to see what it was like to have a couple extra dollars that if you wanted something, you didn't have to put it aside. I mean, food, that you could get whatever it is you wanted and that your family could have a fair shot at, you know, taking advantage of all the things that this nation offers. You know, some people, all they're looking for is, you know, a decent meal every day. That's it. They don't have desires for the finer things in life because they know they'll never have them. So that's where we are. We're going to be going to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Listen, you know, it's easy now to point fingers at Joe Biden. You know, we've got progressives who are going to be pointing fingers at Joe Biden because he was not able to waive the college tuition, you know, the debt. And so there are people who are going to certainly say, I'm not voting for him because he said he was going to get that done and he didn't get it done. But I wish they'd give that a long, hard thought, because if they think they're somehow going to get it done through Republicans, you got a better chance of getting it done through the Democrats than ever through the Republicans. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.